man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd
ready,
send
Paul?
Him some homemade wine.
Hey.
But he was killed by a man.
Did you see that item yesterday about White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer?
Hey, Paul, tell us about it. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Paul and George pinch hitting for James. He'll be here shortly. Paul, you have the floor.
I'm sure. I think he's probably on his way to the out of the dugout already. Well, his press secretary was trying, as so many people do, even politically correct people, the worst thing that anything can be compared to is National Socialist Germany. So what he was trying to do was to say that Bashar al-Assad was even worse than National Socialist Germany because Hitler did not gas his own people. Well, the poor fellow walked right into a buzzsaw, because in the pantheon of victimology, nobody has suffered more than the Jews. So what he seemed to be saying was, bad as Hitler was, Bashar al-Assad is worse because Hitler didn't gas his own people, which of course is absolutely right. He didn't, and we're not sure Bashar al-Assad used, well, they say it was sarin gas. Well, if it had been those first responders administering to the dead or dying without gloves or without spacesuits, would all have been dead as well. Then they say it might be chlorine gas. I don't think they really know what it was, or if Assad dropped those, had those bombs dropped. I think it's a setup. But anyway, Spicer was trying to say, well, even Hitler didn't do such things. Well, did he ever run into an absolute buzzsaw? And his point was quite right. Even the extremists of the Holocaust religion don't claim that Hitler went around using gas on poison gas or whatever on his own cities or on his own people. There is the accusation, and it's widely disputed by people like Dr. Robert Frosson of France and others that gas was actually used in the detention camps. We do know gas is being used to execute people. People were gassed and may even still be gassed in the United States as one of the methods of execution. But I guess so powerful is the new religion of Holocaust that poor Spicer is in serious deep doo-doo. He apologized. He even went on CNN. And you can tell the degradation. The poor fellow had to call up, I think it was Wolf Blitzer. I think it was Blitzer. And he had to go on and make a very a special clarification of the clarification of the clarification. And but the sharks are really out for him. We can tolerate no more Holocaust denial from the Trump administration. Please fire Sean Spicer. Now, that's apparently signed by Nancy Pelosi and numerous others. Well, he wasn't denying anything. But what he was trying to do in a lame way, what was to say Bashar al-Assad is really, really bad. I mean, he's so bad, he's even worse than the Nazis. Well, the poor fellow just didn't get it right. In the new religious fanaticism, there's nothing worse than National Socialists. So, but I'm wondering, and I really hope that a lot of people will see through this and maybe begin to say enough's enough. And the person who sent me this item is a good friend, and he quotes another good friend of ours who passed away a couple of years ago, and that's Michael Collins Piper. And Michael Collins Piper used to say, I'm tired of hearing about the Holocaust. It's boring. Can't you find some new material? And come on, it's 72 years after World War II. Let's deal with the present world. I'm hoping that Donald Trump will not fire Spicer because of what he said.
Paul, can you hear me? This is Kelso.
Yes, loud and clear.
Oh, great. Thank you. Say, folks out there, I like the way George puts it, sports fans. George, are you there?
We're here, James, and okay. Sounds like you're on a telephone.
Yes, I am. And I'm sorting out computer mayhem here in North Dakota that occurred right before showtime, and just asking the engineer to add me in on Skype on a computer I just turned on. We've got this backup. Folks, I'm just like you out there in the audience. I can reach the show via my phone just as you can at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And it'll be a little bit tricky here tonight. It might be if I'm not able to patch things together here. George, if I could rely on you to watch the Skype screen if we have callers, does that work for you?
I will watch the screen for callers, and I'm sorry to hear that somebody in the Trump White House has been monkeying around with your computers.
Well, it's so common for us to say, when bad things happen to our computer, it's real common in the Patriot cause to, think that somebody up there done got into your computer. But I'll tell you what, enough odd things have happened to my computers in my house over the last 48 hours that I am saying that a little bit to myself. Things I've never seen before are happening to different computers that in the same fashion. So, well, anyway, folks, do call in at 800-313-9443, and George will notice your arrival. And, George, you can just bring him in, usher him into the conversation the way I do when you see them.
I'll usher him in there, James. And I'm going to usher in Ann Coulter's Lassie Come Home story today. Did you see that?
No, I have not seen that. I'll just throw my two bits where it's in here on the what Paul was talking about. Of course, we will see, folks, for the next 8 years, we will see, anything, a single word uttered by somebody in the Trump administration will generate a firestorm among the nattering nabobs of negativity of the media in their assault. They're all-out frontal assault on Donald Trump. And so, you know, it's just something that we'll have to get used to. And, of course, and another aspect of this will be a constant effort to divide, to demoralize the patriot cause, you know, create divisions and make the appearance of civil war and internecine fighting, even in places where there is none. So we'll have to get used to that, too. Why don't you, if you've got that story with you there, George, I'd love to hear it. I have not heard that Ann Coulter story. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll paraphrase it. So Ann Coulter wrote her long, long article going, Mr. Trump, you said you will be the president of the United States and not of the world. And the last 96 hours, the last couple of weeks, didn't look that way. So please, Lassie, come home, as she puts it. So she's rubbing that sore that many of us are going, we were looking for you to, you know, button up the border and lower some taxes and kick out some illegals, and instead you're in Syria and maybe we're going to nuke North Korea. Lassie, come home. So that was interesting to see that.
Well, the Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, Lou Dobbs, the whole team of us, you know, there's a whole galaxy here of right-wing people who have flown in formation with the Donald Trump revolution. And the, you know, we will have this continuing role of that Ann Coulter is exercising right there, which is, you know, making sure that everything stays on track. So the
Well, I wrote in today, dear Mr. Trump, please replace Jared Kushner with Ann Coulter. So we'll see if he's listening.
Okay. Very good.
There will be, everybody will be pushing for a place at the table, you know, of every political stripe. You know, the president of the United States, that is it. That's the ne plus ultra of power. So everybody will want.
It's like Jimmy Durante, right? Everybody wants to get into the act.
Then I'll tell you what, the engineer, let me address myself to the engineer for a moment. I'm talking to you on Skype. I don't know whether you see me on a particular computer. So, engineer, if you do see me, message me back. Let me know I've made a connection with you on this particular computer. Oh, I see. Oh, here he is. There's the engineer. The astute engineers at Republic Broadcasting. Let me just see if... I can be added in here.
You just got patched.
I think I might be in there. Let me put my headsets on, folks, and see what happens to me. Can you hear me on this?
5x5, James.
Okay, let me close my phone call here.
Yeah. We'll see if it works. Testing, testing, testing. You still there, James? James,
Okay. Let me just turn up my game.
We even got your game. Now we got you.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's all those cooties over there in the Trump White House. They knew it was you, James. So they drilled you. They drilled you tonight.
Now, you know, let me tell you what I see, folks. I have a big, giant screen here in front of me. It's big, beautiful when we're doing the show. And I've got Paul Fromm in one. His avatar there is he's seated on a horse there. I've got George with his avatar, and then I've got RBN with his red, white, and blue avatar, and it's all warm and comfortable and fuzzy, and here it is again on this big screen right in front of me. And then, folks, I have you, too. So let me go look at that. Let me look at that box.
Welcome back, James. Good to have you in the saddle, and we have our caller on the list, too.
I see Mike in Arizona. Let us forthwith go to Mike in Arizona. You're on the air, Mike.
John, Paul, George, and Ringo, here we go.
And Gringo, have you jumped off the train yet?
Yeah, well, I got a tad bit of border news I haven't heard. I don't know if you've heard yet, but, you know, this deal about these comments about Spicer and that the Nazis didn't use the gas. And, you know, most people with three brain cells would have understood what he meant in a military context and stuff. But, of course, we know that crowd that always wants to jump on that. But maybe if we back up, remember after President Trump got elected, you know, initially then he had signed that guy Brannon from Breitbart, and it was all the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh, you can't have him. He's an anti-Semitic and et cetera, et cetera. And then a week or so ago, President Trump made some comment about all the people that died in the Holocaust. And then, of course, because he didn't single out a certain demographics, and all of a sudden they were all up in arms, and now it's the same thing. So, I mean, it's, you know, what do you expect from these people? They're a one-trick pony type of a deal. That's all they could care about is, you know. But on the good news, yep.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Gringo. Of course, you know, this is an 8-year war and longer of us against political correctness. And so that, you know, nothing will change there. This is an army. It's not as if there are, you know, there are like two sides in the press or two sides in academia or two sides in the deep state and they're fighting each other. It's the entire deep state, the entire media, the entirety of academia are fighting against the politically incorrect that Merle Haggard and Gretchen Wilson sing about. And so and this is not going to change. So we're, you know.
All of everything, but I'm putting parts and pieces together. Somebody called me about an hour and 20 minutes ago, and it was on Channel 3 in Phoenix TV, and I guess a Sinaloa cartel member has been arrested, and it looks like the guy that was actually the trigger man that killed Brian Terry. So, and I don't know if he's been arrested by the Mexican or by the U.S., but I guess he was right up by the border.
Well, good news in that department, of course, is that our new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, is very aggressively pushing prosecutions of the criminals, pushing for apprehensions of illegals. More good news is that the number of illegals has now declined even further to 70% less than it was 1 year ago under Obama. So all of that news, very good on the border and very good coming from Jeff Sessions, the very first major politician, the very first U.S. senator to endorse Donald Trump way back when in the primaries. And folks who listen to his show will remember that rally. Let me try to remember whether it was in Birmingham or Montgomery. I think it was in Birmingham, a big rally. In which Jeff Sessions came out and put on the Make America Great Again hat. It was also in Alabama at a big rally, these 30,000 plus rallies, that Nigel Farage made his first public appearances on the Trump train. And that was a very memorable moment in which Nigel Farage had was visiting the governor of Alabama. And somebody referred him over to the Trump rally and said, let's go over there to the Trump rally. He did. Donald Trump spotted him. Donald Trump, a big fan of Nigel Farage, put him up on the stage impromptu. We've got a break coming up here. We'll take your calls. Stay on the phone with us, Gringo. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The rest of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, and with us today are our trio, George in Maryland, and Paul Fromm in Canada. I've got the Ann Coulter column you're referring to, George, in front of me right now. She released this today, April 12th, and it is indeed April 12th, 2017. Didn't get that in earlier. Great title from Ann Coulter. What a genius. Lassie, come home. And those of you of my age and Paul's will remember Lassie. And
I do.
You do too. I'll try to find a little audio from Lassie before the show's over, if we can. And Anne is, you know, and here's a great place for us patriots. this is a, I hope this article gets to Donald Trump's desk and others like it from the best minds in our movement, Pat Buchanan, Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham. If we in our movement put out this kind of strong analysis and it gets on Donald Trump's desk, which is not that hard to do. It's not that hard to imagine. It was impossible to imagine with Obama or George Bush. If your book, Paul, arrives on Donald Trump's desk, well, here's what she has to say. This is a short column. I think I can read most of it. She writes, "War is like crack for presidents. It confers instant gravitas, catapulting them to respectability, bypassing all station stops. They get to make macho pronouncements on a topic where every utterance is seen as august. On the other hand, Trump's Syrian misadventure is immoral, violates every promise he ran on, and could sink his presidency. Left to his own devices, uncontaminated by Washington groupthink, Trump gets it right. Back in 2013, when President Obama was being egged on to attack Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in response to an alleged chemical weapons attack, far more sweeping than this latest one, Trump tweeted, this is on August 29th, 2013, this is Trump now tweeting, be prepared, there is a small chance that our horrendous leadership could unknowingly lead us into World War III, unquote. Then on September 1st, he tweeted, if the U.S. attacks Syria and hits the wrong targets, killing civilians, there will be worldwide hell to pay. Stay away and fix the broken U.S. Then back to Ann Coulter. She writes, on the campaign trail, Trump repeatedly stated that he had no interest in starting World War III over Syria, saying, quote, we have bigger problems than Assad, unquote. His policy position was, quote, let Syria and ISIS fight. I look at Assad, and Assad looks better than the other side, unquote. And Coulter writes, Trump was right on every point. Assad is one of the least bad leaders in the entire Middle East. I think that's a pretty powerful phrasing of it. He's not a murderous thug like Saddam. He has no rape rooms, isn't into jihad, protects Christians, and is fighting ISIS. He provided us with intelligence on al-Qaeda after 9/11. He does not have crazy Islamic police slapping women around or throwing gays off of buildings.
Yeah, and I think you want to back up just a moment to reread that very important statement. He protects Christians. Now, you know, back to the whole idea of America first, our own people first, our own tribe first. They're our tribe. They're our fellow Christians. He's done something to protect them. And if he goes, the chances that they will not be massacred.
Yes. Hang on to that thought, Paul. We'll be right back to continue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
We're back, folks. Yeah, I was out. We got Gringo in Arizona and Richard in Denver. The we're reading a great column by Ann Coulter. Paul was commenting on it. The a very apt phrase, Paul, when she describes Bashar al-Assad as the least bad. The least bad in the Middle East. And let's go back to this and resume.
Yeah, when we do, I was in the Middle East very briefly in 2002, and I'll tell you, it was just enough to make you very humble. It's not quite as simple as many people in the West seem to think. It's not the fault lines are not just, you know, Arabs and Jews or Arabs and Christians or even Arabs and Aryans. For instance, the Iranians dislike the Arabs intensely, and the fault lines are so complicated. It reminds me of what happens when a stone hits a glass window. You get that spider network of cracks. That's the Middle East, and it's a very good area to keep out of. You know, that's yes. Donald Trump's initial inclinations were absolutely right. Trade with all aid to none. That's what I recommend. And neutrality, keep out of
she's got an astute analysis. Let's go back to that analysis. And she entitles it "Lassie, Come Home." And let me just play. I know I'm digressing here, but I just had to do this. I just found it. Let me see if I can play this. You're going to hear a little audio here. Do you remember Timmy from Lassie? He's the little boy that owned the collie Lassie. And he would cry in the intro music, "Lassie, Lassie," which is "Lassie, Come Home." And I just found a little clip here. I was looking for that audio, and I landed on one. This is the Lone Ranger presenting a plaque to Timmy. The Lone Ranger is Clayton Moore, who I actually met in Kansas City. But here he is, a great guy. And, well, you know, those were the days, Paul. Here's an episode from 1954. I'm sure I was glued to this episode when I was 6 years old, or 5 years old, possibly. Here he is. This is not from 54. This is from the 60s, but I was watching it then, too, of course. Here he is, Clayton Moore and Timmy, just for a second.
Presenting the plaque for this school to a lad who did his job in the best Lone Ranger Peace Patrol tradition.
Peace Patrol, that's what we need.
Timmy, I congratulate you and your school for doing a fine job. Come on, son.
Oh, he's putting Timmy up on trigger.
Boomer Bates.
Okay, I'll interrupt that. I just realized that Timmy was...
You're right, James. White America wasn't so bad. In fact, it looks pretty good right about now, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think I'm going to go back and watch a Lassie. It just dawned on me that Timmy looks like my little five-year-old. Time flies. Let's go back to Ann Coulter, and here's what she has to say. We have never succeeded at turning a third world dictatorship into a paradise. The history of these things is that removing a Middle Eastern strongman always makes things worse, for example, in Iran, Iraq, Libya, and Egypt. We leap in thinking we're helping the poor devils under the thumb of a dictator, and then the new tribe takes over and oppresses everyone else, usually much more brutally, while hating us even more than the old tribe did.
Yeah.
If voters wanted more Middle Eastern wars, there were plenty of other candidates offering that. Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham, Carly Fiorina, and Hillary Clinton, for example. And we must never forget Jeb, though it proved surprisingly easy to do so in 2016. But we picked Trump. While most of the left wailed about the return of Nazi Germany under Trump, savvier liberals saw his vulnerability, flattery. All we have to do is praise him. You'll be shocked at how easy it is. And boy, did they lay it on thick with the Syrian misadventure. No sucker's bait was left on the floor. Cable news hosts gushed. Trump became president of the United States tonight. On MSNBC, Brian Williams called the bombing beautiful 3 times in less than a minute. Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the women of the Senate, according to I love Ann Coulter.
Only in America, James.
Yeah. She's not married, but I'm married, but I'd love to marry her. According to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, compared Trump to Reagan. The New York Times headlined an article on Syria attack. Trump's heart came first. My nightmare scenario. Trump and Jared watching TV together and high-fiving. Did you see the news? They love you. All Trump had to do was pointlessly bomb another country, and it was as if a genie had granted his every wish. Looking for some upside to this fiasco, desperate Trump supporters bleated that bombing Assad had sent a message to North Korea. Yes, the message is the Washington establishment is determined to manipulate the president into launching counterproductive military strikes. Our enemies, both foreign and domestic, would be delighted to see our broken country further weaken itself with pointless wars. Was America strengthened by the Iraq War? The apparently never-ending Afghanistan War? Vietnam? This is how great powers die, which is exactly what the left wants. Administration policy was heading in the wrong direction at 90 miles per hour. But thank God, Trump seems to have grabbed the steering wheel and hit the brakes. Notwithstanding the hopes and dreams of Clausewitzian military strategist Nikki Haley, we will not be engaging in regime change in Syria or starting World War III with Russia today. We want the president of America back, not the president of the world. And that's the end of Ann Coulter's offering today. I think that's darn good.
Very good. And
I was glad to hear her drop Jared's name in there. God, I'm tired of having that guy around. Good Lord. Donald Trump, you can do better than this.
And I think Donald Trump made a mistake in appointing that half-Sikh Nikki Haley to the UN. She seems to be running her own foreign policy and running her mouth a lot. There may have been internal GOP reasons for doing that, but she was no friend of ours, and the gun smoke was barely cleared after the Dylann Roof shoot up there in Charleston before she'd hauled down the Confederate flag for once and for all. She was part of that team that just couldn't get rid of our heritage fast enough. And I understand why. It's not hers,
right? Yeah.
Half Sikh. Well, she's,
I think both her parents are Sikhs.
Yeah.
And the Sikhs have folks as in the that Indian ethnicity, S-I-K-H.
Seek and thou shalt not find.
And she was, remarkably enough, you wouldn't think of such a thing, she was the governor of South Carolina, of all places. Strange things going on there with Lindsey Graham and Nikki
Haley.
That's
a very ugly thing that happened with her, having that miserable piece of excrement being in charge of South Carolina.
Yes.
Now she's off. We're kicking her upstairs to the UN. That would be good if Donald Trump wasn't going to go up and start becoming the Lone Ranger here and rattling the saber around the world. Dear Donald Trump, turn the ship around, go back 180 degrees, mate.
Well, going back to Clayton Moore and the Lone Ranger, remember he awarded that plaque to Timmy as part of the Lone Ranger's Peace Patrol. And
I remember that. A Cold War thing. Those horrible Soviets are going to drop bombs on us. And we're going to have to go repel borders.
But remember what the Lone Ranger was teaching us young lads back then as we were glued to our black and white TV sets, which my dad actually was producing as the chief of design at Packard Bell Electronics. He'd bring home the latest black and white TV. And do you remember, folks, the Lone Ranger ever shooting anybody in his series? He didn't. The Lone Ranger, he had his silver bullets, and he always got the bad guy. But he didn't blast him out. He didn't shoot him.
He didn't have to. He'd send Tonto into town. They beat the devil out of Tonto, and then they come looking for him. He'd just arrest him.
Well, he'd rope him with his lasso. He was darn good with that lasso. He'd run him down with Trigger. Nobody could outrun Trigger, and Trigger was Gene Autry. It was Silver. Hi-oh, Silver, away!
Jay Silverheels was our leading.
But
I'm not sure what tribe he was from, but he was very loyal to Kemosabe.
Well, there was a wonderful, wonderful intro, and I'll see if I can find that, the Hyo Silver intro. But it's really, you know, guess who else was raised on that wonderful example by Clayton Moore of what's peace through strength is. And that's what the Lone Ranger was. Donald Trump. When I was 6 years old watching this, Donald Trump was 8 years old watching these same episodes. So not only would we like Ann Coulter's column to cross to get into the in-tray on Donald Trump's desk there in the Oval Office, and there's a why is it likely that this it will arrive there? Ann Coulter introduced Donald Trump at some campaign events. So did Laura Ingraham. And Pat Buchanan didn't introduce Donald Trump, but he did talk to Donald Trump on the phone in the primaries. We learned this from Pat Buchanan in his columns this week. So we'd like that phone line to be renewed between Donald Trump and Pat Buchanan. But let's go now. Let's get this phone line going. Richard in Denver, you're on the air.
Hi, James. God bless you guys. And it's been fun, hasn't it? I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys since way in the campaign. And I just had a call tonight and say it's been fun. And we got our president. And unfortunately, Colorado was one of the blue states. But, you know, I live in North Denver here, and, man, there was a bunch of support for Trump. But when you got downtown, you know, the liberals, the crooked liberals kind of took over. So at least we have the Electoral College. But I just want to call you guys and say it's been fun.
Well, thank you very much. And, it's just starting. The fun is just starting. As Steve Bannon said, this is just the top of the first inning. So thank you very much for being a first-time caller. Don't let this be your last time calling in. And you can be proud of Colorado. You know, you've sent some great people like Neil Gorsuch to us. And so, you know, good work, good water and good air out there in Colorado.
And I want you to know, too, I'm a first-time voter. I thought politics was just so boring and everybody was just on the same train to hell. And there's just something in Donald Trump that, and I went out and registered and put a sign in my yard and just happy to be here. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And call again soon.
Okay.
That was Richard in Denver. Let's go turn the microphone over to Jeff in Chicago. You're on the air, Jeff.
Greetings, fellows. Since we're talking about American icons, I would like to encourage everyone to go to YouTube. Punch in Johnny Cash Hurt, three words, Johnny Cash Hurt, and watch that video. I've discovered it a few days ago, and I challenge anybody to watch it and not get choked up by the end of it. It's a fabulous video. He did it shortly, I think, probably the last video he did before he passed on, but it is truly will leave an impression on you. And actually can see his last interview where he talks about that, and it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. He's an icon just like Elvis and Merle Haggard in American music, and I just thought I'd throw that out there for everybody.
Yep. Let's go up to another. And I'm going to play this. We'll run it into the break, I think, but let's see.
James, your game's gone again.
Oh, here we go. Jeff, let me just throw some audio on here quickly before we hit a break. And speaking of those thrilling years, thrilling days of yesteryear, here it is. This is the real deal that Donald Trump grew up on.
The Lone Ranger.
Make America great again.
Oh,
fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. The Lone Ranger.
Hi-Yo Silver! Away!
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, boy. And that, good and stuff, that music. James. Yeah, that music is, Paul, what's that music in opera? That's the Cavalry Charge.
Oh, that's the William Tell Overture, I think.
The William Tell, the Cavalry Charge from the William Tell Overture. And it's amazing how much that stuff has an influence on you.
Do you remember a group from the 1980s called Highway 101?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, the singer was a woman named Paulette Carlson. Now, I met Paulette a couple years ago in Nashville. Now, she recorded a really great song for Donald Trump that I just discovered last night. Now, I don't, somehow I guess we missed it during the campaign, but perhaps I can send you the URL and maybe we can play it as part of a musical interlude sometime this week. That's Paulette Carlson. She left Highway 101 in 1990. I think she pursued her own career. She's about our age now, but very beautiful blonde lady with long, flowing, curly blonde hair. That was always her trademark in Highway 101.
Yeah, you're refreshing my memory of that event in the campaign, and I'm sure that's on YouTube, so I'm going to search it.
It is. It's on my. If you're on my Facebook, it's okay. One of the top first items on my wall. Yeah, I only discovered it last night, and I had the chance to meet Paulette about 2.5 years ago in Nashville.
Well, I guess the theme of today's show, folks, is what we as the Patriot team can do to keep our leader to keep him. Charging on silver down the right path and fend off the bad guys trying to divert our leader with, I think I like Ann Coulter's explanation there, with flattery. That's amazing. The mainstream media host who called the bombing of Syria beautiful three times in 1 minute.
She's on to something there, because that's what really happened. And
that is really sick. And I noticed that, too. You know, when Lindsey Graham and Killer McCain are applauding, you better wonder what it is you did. Have you put your underwear on backwards? Or
Yeah, Brian Williams it was. The bombing is beautiful three times in less than a minute.
I mean, the bombing might be necessary. I don't think it was in this case. But when can you really say, unless you're a psycho, the bombing was beautiful. Wasn't a great scene. Buildings go up and flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and I like what I like what she says at the end there, kind of sticking with the horsemanship metaphor, or no, the I guess the driver that our leader grabbed the steering wheel at the end there, and here he goes. Administration policy was heading in the wrong direction at 90 miles per hour, but thank God, Trump seems to have grabbed the steering wheel and hit the brakes.
I'll tell you what, he's had two narrow misses in 2 weeks. You know, we were 20 minutes away from having Obamacare blow up, and we might still be 20 minutes away from something really, really stupid overseas.
Well,
You know, people who like to call up and beat me up, they're right. So I'm a Trumpeteer too, and I'm a ticked off Trumpeteer right now. So I've been calling the White House line and sending my emails, but I'm not a happy camper.
Well, now we had those two great very important articles yesterday, two very important statements. One by Donald Trump in his interview with, I think it was Michael Goodwin in the New York Post, saying, we are not going into Syria. Very definitive statement. We're not going into Syria. And then we had from our Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, the same statement that we're not going into Syria.
Tomorrow night, we got to find out just what Rex Tillerson has accomplished in Moscow. I mean, I guess he's there now.
Well, here's what I listened to some of it today, and here's what I like about what Rex Tillerson did. It's very adult. His conversation, there's no kind of frou-frou or flim-flam. He's sitting there with his Soviet counterpart, and he did talk to Vladimir Putin. Very good. Very important that Putin met with him. Because that is a good thing,
because you never see Putin talking to an Obama man.
Yes, and he's talking straight. Tillerson is talking straight, saying, you know, we got problems. We got problems with our relationship with Russia, and we can straighten them out, but they're serious problems. And so that's very good. I think this is a very productive visit, and nothing bad, but the great news was yesterday, the man himself saying, we're not going in there, we're not going to Syria, and then Mad Dog Mattis saying the exact same thing, and that Ann Coulter references that. I'm sure that's what she is talking about when she says Donald Trump grabbed the steering wheel and hit the brakes.
Well, I hope that's what it is. Well, Mr. Trump might come out smelling like a rose after all this, but he sure is torturing us here in the 5th and 6th months of the presidency.
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah. And I wouldn't, look at, see with his eyes and step into his shoes where he is, the most powerful position in the universe. Imagine all that he has to that's thrown at him every day, and he has to navigate that. So we will do our part out here, this show, our little part, and then the whole, right wing cadre of us, folks like Ingram and Coulter and Buchanan, will do our part, which is a big part. When you add us all together, every day Donald Trump must see, hear, or read some of us, and some other material will get to him secondhand. But that's our job. This is a very exciting chance that we have, all of you out there in the audience, to affect our own future and that of your descendants. Stay tuned for more tomorrow night. We'll see you then. So long.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.